Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what. Sarah, I hear you're upset about something lately.
I have a pet peeve that is starting to turn into a, oh no, you didn't.
I wish you would.
All right.
Bring it. Okay. You came in hopping mad about this. So I'm just going to let you roll for a while.
I don't want to say that I'm mad. I think what gets me is that I've been seeing a lot lately on the Facebook pages for polyamory in people's dating profiles and things like that, that they say that they're poly. I'm poly. I belong in this community. But then they post things that clearly are not polyamorous behavior.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah.
When you say polyamorous behavior, how do you define polyamory? Because I think you're saying it's something specific within the CNM consensual non-monogamous community.
So like we've talked about, there are many facets of CNM or consensual non-monogamy.
Right.
Polyamory is one where people build long-term steady relationships.
But to be fair, it has also been used as a media catch-all for all non-monogamy.
This is very true. And this is why this gets to me, because everyone has now started using it as this big term.
Like a catch-all.
Instead of CNM, which is the catch-all.
Right. You're using poly as like
poly as
the kitchen junk drawer, the shit drawer.
Right. As long as, like, if you're non-monogamous, you're poly. No, not true.
Right. And we know that I don't think that at all.
Right.
Of course.
And you and I, we're pretty knowledgeable in this community. And so we know.
Yeah. But and there are a lot of people who've been in for a while who say, I don't like to use the word poly.
Right.
I feel more like this. I feel more like that. This might be where the backlash of using poly as a catch-all comes in.
Yeah. So here recently, I've seen several people post in the poly groups on Facebook. Couple looking for another couple for weekend fun, or looking for a single woman.
Okay.
And the way that they're presenting it is that it is not something that is going to be long term.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, join the swinger boards, you know, but I mean, that solves that problem, right?
Right.
And so I think for me, it's the misrepresentation that they're misrepresenting themselves as being poly when in fact they're not. And not to say that there's anything wrong with any other form of CNM.
Yes. Just to be clear, we are not unicorn bashers. We are not swinger bashers.
Right.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you are that, be loud, be proud, do it.
But find the proper platform. That I think is what really gets to me, is that, you know, you're seeking out short-term relationships with people who are looking for long-term relationships.
Right. And this is where you and I differ a little. I don't say so much find the proper platform, but as transparency is the issue, because a lot of these platforms that say like poly, they are using it as a catch-all.
Right.
So you don't know when you get on like a polyamory board, if it is a ENM, ethically non-monogamous, consensual, if you don't know if it's a CNM board or just strictly a poly board.
Right.
So you have to do a little investigation there and, you know, just kind of go with whatever the behavior is called for on that particular board or forum or group or whatever. So I don't assign malice to a lot of them. I also don't assign malice to a lot of them that say I'm poly, because I think that they might be somewhat ignorant and just be using it as a jumping off point.
Right. And I think, you know, people evolve, relationships evolve. So those who may have identified as poly previously may now be swingers.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And there is kind of like this, I don't know, flow of figuring it out. Because, you know, when you just open up, you're kind of not sure what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you may have it in your mind that, yeah, poly is great. That's what I want to do. But the reality of it is, maybe I just want to get laid tonight.
Yeah.
And maybe that's
feelings are too much for me. I have been there, and I've been there off and on. I'm there right now on seeking any new people. Feelings are too much for me.
Right.
And I just want to go dork out and have some fun. Dating is fine, but feelings, I'm not there right now.
Right.
Currently.
But you also don't identify as poly.
No, I don't. And this is where so many of us rail against the whole, like, poly just being the catch-all term. Mm-hmm. Because it's confusing for people. Again, I'm not bashing any of it. If right. you're poly, great. If you want to be in serious things, great. You know, whatever your flavor of doing this is, I am not railing against it at all, for right. sure. It's just, and I also don't think they should be segregated at all. I don't think let's just have the swingers board so yeah. everybody knows what they're getting into.
And I mean, I can understand the allure of that because I don't know. For me, I don't have the patience. I'm not going to sit here and skim, you know, especially like a regional board or yeah. a national board mm. and look for people who are wanting the exact same thing. And like, if it is just like, say, a CNM
right.
board, I'm not going to sit there and scour. So that's just me. I'm impatient. Mm. I don't want to have to waste my time. We know how Sarah values her time.
Yeah. So. Whereas I'm just going to go out and find what I want. And even on a poly board, there might be other people who are in non-feelings mode at the time
right.
who just want to go do a thing or just want to try out a thing.
Right.
In there, if they're exploring other facets where I was like, maybe I could just have sex with somebody and,
right.
and just go, or maybe I just go could look for like a BDSM playmate.
That's what I was thinking too.
Places they can look.
Yeah.
So it's, you can look those places. So I'm a little more patient in finding the type of engagement that mm-hmm. I want, because I'm definitely not in a rush to go out with any more fucking losers. Jesus Christ. I'm so skittish right now. I swear. I'm like, what? I feel like I should have like a questionnaire they fill out that's an application
yes.
to go out with me, even for like just a one night bang.
I think anybody at this point, like in the dating world, anybody who has been dating like has a moment where they're like, yeah. I just need an application. Fill this out.
I know. Like, and I like dating. Most people see it as torture. I have fun with it.
Yeah. I like dating too for the most part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there are those moments when like,
just like
every single date you've been on yeah, has just been shit.
I can't. Or they just go nowhere, which is fine. I'm fine with just friends too. But mm-hmm. it's like, I'm just going to follow Sarah's rule of, I'm only putting in as much effort as you put in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a game of whoever cares the least wins. But it is this, like, I'm not going to be putting in all this effort just to be kind of met with this wall of meh.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, getting on and sussing through some of those boards. You talked about national or regional boards.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it. We're in the middle of the country.
Right.
People are somewhat more discreet here.
Yes.
That is the reality of it.
Yes.
And they still have a little more to lose in these situations. So if you have a regional, like the one that we primarily use, I know, is statewide and somewhat regional. So there are going to be different kinds of people on there looking.
Right.
And so I think Sarah is just, she looks like she just wants to shake her fists right now.
A little bit. And I think for me, I'm a little more lenient when it's on like the poly groups on Facebook. But I think where I really get upset is when people are identifying on their profiles, on their dating profiles. Right. And they're saying, I'm polyamorous. But then it, like, OkCupid, for example, it's like, only interested in hookups. Well, then you're not polyamorous. like,
there's a thing for non-monogamous on there.
I am so happy that they have added that.
Yeah,
because like,
I checked
saying,
my
like,
little
you're
box
open
for
to non-monogamy. Like,
yeah.
I like that option, too. Then it's like, I'm open to it or I'm not open to it.
Yeah.
Or I am.
Yeah. And that lets you know. And then this is where, hello, I have to say, gentlemen, I don't look at the ladies' profiles, but I do know, gentlemen, you post a picture and you post like a dot, 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 or if you want to know more, ask me or something.
Yeah.
Like, if you're posting that you're non-monogamous, like, you need to explain a little bit more.
Right. Right.
Or don't say that you're single, but then you come up as, no, we're actually swingers.
Right.
Because you think
Please don't do a couples profile. Like, I know a lot of people love them and they're great, but it's very intimidating when you're, you know, looking through the profiles and say you have your parameters set up to be only men and they have their profile, their couple profile set up as the man. And so, like, because you can only use one person in the profile.
So, OkCupid needs a better algorithm where you can look for couples.
Right. That would be great.
That would be great. Until that exists, I appreciate,
but if you are looking for someone that you want to, you know, create a triad with, or so, or if you're just looking for, you know,
I have seen a few where it's just the man, but he does very thoughtfully write in there, me and my wife are looking for a play partner, or looking for this, or looking for a triad. So there's a reason that you can use your words, people. Use your words. Use your words. And on the poly thing, yes, use your words. This is why we have over and over again said, when somebody says, I'm poly, what do you say?
What does that look like for you?
Yes.
What does that mean? Please.
What does it mean?
And I would love to see more people do that on their dating profiles. Of like, this is what my life looks like right now. I'm open to these things. You know, let's say I have a wife, I have a girlfriend, I have whatever, you know, but this is what I'm looking for right now.
And don't depend on people to read the top where it says non-monogamous, because I've had a lot of people like, well, I didn't read that part.
I always confirm, like, when somebody messages me, I'm like, you did see that I was non-monogamous, right? And half of the time they're like, oh no, I didn't see that, and then ghost me. So
or they say like, I'm not looking for that, and I go, okay, be happy, be on your way.
Yeah. And so it's like, that's fine. I understand that, because it is hard, or it's easy to overlook that. But yeah, post it somewhere in the profile saying like,
this is what my life looked like. Yeah, do you know, I don't have my specific setup written in mind, but I do say, you know, like, message me if you know what consensual non-monogamy is and you can tell me what it looks like for you.
Nice, yeah.
And then they'll still have missed it because they don't read to the end, probably because I write a lot.
Yeah, mine's a bit of a novel. But that's typically to weed people out, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it is. But it doesn't have to be long even. You can write a short one that says, here's what my life looks like. Here's what I'm interested in.
Even just like the little
and
short,
don't put
like,
the picture with
me.
The fish up. Don't put the bathroom selfie or the picture of the fish up.
Fish I can't or the deer that.
Yeah.
That you
Don't put
you
pictures
killed.
Of your children.
Oh, please don't.
Please don't put pictures of your children
that
on
dating
sites.
That makes me feel like people don't value their children if they put them on dating sites.
It's your children's privacy.
Yeah.
Keep it. How did we get on to this?
I don't know.
It's on representation. As they say, representation matters.
Yes.
Not just out in public, but how you represent yourself.
Yes.
So I think it's fine if you're not sure where you are yet and you want to say, I'm poly, because that's the term everyone understands.
Right. It's a good jumping off point, but
it bugs me a lot that's the term. I guess it's the easiest to say. That's why now I'm, instead of saying like non-monogamous, it has a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
See? Like, ethically non-monogamous.
I will
say
a friend of mine called it non-mon the other day, and I was like, I kind of dig non-mon.
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 Like, I say nomo a lot.
Right.
I am a nomosexual.
Yes.
That doesn't mean no more sex. That means I'm non-monogamous.
Right.
Don't get confused. I am a nomosexual. I am a nomosapien.
Yes.
So, yes, just represent yourself how you are. And if somebody says, oh, it sounds like you're a swinger, like, don't get offended. They might, you know, they might be like us going, I'm just trying to suss out what your style is. And don't be ashamed of being a swinger. I know that word has a lot of baggage.
It does.
Like the unicorn thing has a lot of baggage.
But my thing, just own it. Just be who you are.
Be who you are. And then
then you're going to get better results.
And then these words will not have such a negative or sort of, not even negative, just a slanted, like, side eye kind of view to them.
Right. And I think a lot of the people who, or a lot of the facets of CNM that have these negative connotations associated with them have been because of misrepresentation.
Yeah.
That people have misrepresented themselves.
Yeah. And again, it might be out of their own ignorance.
Right.
Purely, like right. I said, not with malice. Some are with malice. Some are just fucking players.
Yeah.
That are trying to get some shit and then afterwards go, oh no, I told you. And you're like, no, you didn't fucking tell me.
Yeah. And before I get on a whole other rant, I'm going to say one short thing about this is, you know, if you claim to be non-monogamous, but your partner does not know, you are not non-monogamous.
Yeah. Always ask. They go, I'm in a poly relationship.
I'd love to meet your partner.
Really? Does your partner know? You're in one. Does your partner know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's happened to us all. So.
Just be you. We love you. Be you.
Be me. What kind of advice is that? Do you know what kind of fucking person I am? Jesus Christ. Surprising I ever get any sex. Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.